Dictation for Darrell, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, Aldrich, A-L-D-R-I-C-H, September 7, 32, addresses a letter to Dr. Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Anderson, at Schneps, S-C-H-N-E-P as in Paul, P as in Paul, S Nursing Home, 681-3781. Dear Dr. Anderson, consultation for Mr. Aldrich, who has abnormal kidney function. He's a resident at Schneps, probably the last 6 to 9 months, comes accompanied with wife. Wife lives independently. Patient has severe heart abnormalities, respiratory failure on oxygen 3 liters. No changes of weight or appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, no nocturnal incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood. Patient still has his prostate. He has edema, but according to wife, improved with salt and restriction and diuretics. There has been no severe claudication symptoms of that have, however, severe discolor, cyanosis, purple of the feet. No open ulcers. No varicose veins. Presently, no edema. Denies abdominal discomfort. Denies chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. Remains on oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, some degree of orthopnea, no PND. Next paragraph, the past medical history. He has atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure, mitral, tricuspid, and aortic valve abnormalities. Patient and wife denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke. They denies gastrointestinal bleeding. Denies chronic liver disease, anemia. They were not aware of kidney problems before. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. He has his prostate. No blood protein in the urine, prior esophageal reflux. Depression, hearing loss. According to records, bladder cancer, also left-sided question lung cancer, open surgery. According to records, radium, R-A-D-I-U-N, treated, no recurrence. This is 1960s. Next paragraph, surgeries include the lung tumor on the left-sided, back surgery, bilateral cataracts, prior cardiac cath, total occlusion, right coronary arteries. Next paragraph, he is a prior smoker, mostly pipe, but according to wife, he stopped more than 40, 50 years ago, no alcohol abuse, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications at the nursing home, Coumadin, iron replacement, folic acid, Lasix, magnesium, metolazone, protonix, potassium, stool softener, Zoloft, Flomax. Next paragraph. They were 10 brothers and sisters. He is the older of everybody. Including him, only 4 siblings left. Only son died. Granddaughter also died. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight not available. He's in the wheelchair, 71 inches tall. Very elderly, frail person. Decreased hearing, normal speech. Question memory issues. Normal eye movements. No palpable neck masses or thyroid or lymph nodes. No gross JVD. Left lung is clear. Prior open surgery posteriorly on the left-sided upper chest. right lung sounds are very distant. I do not hear, however, any RALS. He has irregular rhythm, atrial fibrillation less than 90, has systolic murmur, minor radiation to the neck, abdomen not distended, no palpable spleen masses ascites, has poor peripheral pulses, severe cyanosis but no gangrene bilateral foot, which is cold but no focal motor deficits. Next paragraph, chemistries. Most recent one is from May this year. Creatinine is 1.6 May, 2.4 March. Before that, has fluctuated upper ones, lower twos. November last year, 1.5. October, 1.6. 2021, 1.3 to 1.4. Normal potassium elevated bicarbonate, low sodium 136, normal albumin, normal calcium, liver function test not elevated, GFR 41, normal phosphorus, oncoumadine 1.7, anemia 9.9, and normal white blood cell platelets. Prior iron deficiency back in February of 6. I do not see ferritin. Normal B12, folic acid, thyroid, TSH, and free T4. A1C 6.2. Prior stool positive for blood in February. 1 plus of protein in the urine, trace of blood. No bacteria, but 10 to 20 white blood cells. In February, low ferritin 18, low reticulocyte 30,000. A prior CT scan of the brain, January this year, all ischemic changes. Infarct on the left frontal parietal area. Cerebral atrophy, cerebellar atrophy. Microvascular ischemic changes. The most recent chest rate is from January. Left-sided clear, right-sided opacity on the pleural parenchymal area, right pleural effusion. Prior thoracocentesis, June 2022, right-sided. A kidney ultrasound from September 2021, 10.1 right, 11.9 left, no obstruction, there is bilateral simple cyst. Bladder was distended but no post-void residual dam. An echo from October, low ejection fraction 41%. Calcification, aortic valve with moderate stenosis and moderate regurgitation, dilated inferior vena cava, calcification mitral valve, moderate pulmonary hypertension. a cardiac cath from February 2021. Collaterals on the right coronary artery, which is total occluded. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has chronic kidney disease, likely representing atherosclerosis, hypertensive nephrosclerosis, no documented kidney stones or obstruction, previously large bladder. We need to update, make sure it's not urinary retention given his age and enlargement of the prostate. He has cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction and multiple VAS abnormalities. He has extensive findings for peripheral vascular disease. He has evidence of iron deficiency. Patient on Coumadin with positive hemocultin stools, but no documented melena or hematochezia. He has respiratory failure, hypoxemia, and likely respiratory acidosis. There is elevated bicarbonate, a combination of respiratory and diuretics. He is not a candidate for dialysis or invasive procedures. Symptomatic treatment is indicated. Might require iron replacement, oral or intravenous. Based on that, EPO after iron levels are normal. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. There has been no need to change diet for potassium. I believe palliative hospice care is very appropriate for him. End of dictation.